Nearly 360 children under 18 are killed each year due to unintentional shootings from firearms not being stored properly. Every year in the U.S., hundreds of children gain access to loaded firearms and unintentionally shoot themselves or someone else. According to the CDC, half of the households that store guns loaded with ammunition do not put them in locked containers. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Today, my guest is Tom Kubinek, and he is the president and CEO of Securit Tactical. And he's joining me today to talk about responsible gun ownership. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Tom, studies show that between 70 and 90% of guns used in youth suicides, unintentional shootings among children, and school shootings perpetrated by shooters under the age of 18 are acquired from the home or the homes of relatives or friends. And so, knowing the danger and the risk of guns, why are guns not being stored properly?
The number one reason that we hear, people don't want their gun so they can't access it. I speak with a lot of gun owners who own a safe and keep guns locked, but they'll say, but I keep this one in my closet just in case of an emergency. They're making a big mistake. A properly locked gun is faster access than a hidden gun, which creates all sorts of dangerous situations. And that the argument is really falling apart. And the reason that Securit got into consumer firearm storage was to get every single gun in America properly locked.
You know, some people believe that hiding their guns will prevent children from accessing them. However, 75% of children who live in homes with guns, they know exactly where they're being stored. So do you think that people feel that, like some of these tragic situations that we talked about earlier, it will never happen to them?
I think when they probably purchase the firearm, they have the best intentions, and time goes by, and they don't have a safe, or they haven't taken the time to lock it. They've got it up on a shelf. Maybe they buy the gun before they have kids, and it's been up on a shelf for years, and now there's children in the house. And all the statistics show that when you ask kids if their parents have a gun, do they know where it is? They almost always know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Is it just familiarity? Is it, I forgot? The decision to own a firearm comes with an incredible responsibility. And simply putting a cable lock on it or a trigger lock or a small lock box if it's a handgun, they're affordable, simple solutions. And there just is no reason to have an unsecured firearm in a home.
These non-powder guns like BB guns and pellets and paintball guns, now these guns, they can fire at a speed of traditional guns, leading to nearly 22,000 injuries each year, especially eye injuries. What are your thoughts on storing these types of guns?
Well, my kids own airsoft guns when they were younger, and because it is a gun, we treat it as a gun. All their guns were always in a safe with the rest of the rifles or guns, and they were educated that you treat that like a real gun. You don't point it at anybody. Once your game starts, everybody's goggles up, safety gear on, they play the game. But parents have to realize they're sold as toys, but you're still dealing with a firearm, a subsonic, a non-ballistic firearm. But it is still putting out a projectile that can hurt people. If you're going to get one of your kids a toy gun that shoots, it's a great opportunity to teach them about proper respect for firearms from the very basics.
You know, some parents believe that their children will know the difference between a real gun and a toy gun, but in 60% of unintentional firearm deaths among children younger than the age of 13, these guns were mistaken for toys.
It's a real problem, certainly in some of the airsoft and those types of firearms. We use airsoft and toy guns when we're doing displays or trade shows for the military because we can't have real firearms on a military base. The toy guns that we buy, the military looks at them and thinks they're all real guns. So the notion that a toy gun looks different than a real gun, it's a mistake. If you're going to have firearms, regardless of the format, you've got to go back to the basics of respect, education, and proper handling of that firearm.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there have been reports of many shootings with police officers shooting someone, shooting a child even, because it looks like a real gun.
Yes, I've seen several stories, and it's really tragic. Your heart goes out to the parents and the family. My heart goes out to the officer and his family, too, because his life is never going to be the same. And if you're a parent, if you've got kids with toy guns, it's your responsibility. I would not allow my kids when they were very little to go outside and play with toy guns. I don't want to put another person or put an officer or anyone in a position, A, to be scared or to feel they need to defend themselves from possible deadly force.
Yeah. So what kind of steps can gun owners take to better secure their firearms?
You need to store your gun in a manner where it can't be accessed. If you've got little kids in the house, we believe guns should be stored out of sight. For handguns, small lock boxes are very affordable. You don't need to spend a lot of money. A trigger lock or a cable lock can disable the gun. Guns should not be stored with ammunition unless it's stored in a fast access home defense proper safe. But there's just no reason to have a loaded gun that's in any way accessible by anyone who doesn't have the combination to a safe in which that gun should be stored.
Now, Tom, your company, Secure It Tactical, do you provide safety boxes for guns?
We do. We build armories for the military. Then we have a whole line of fast access modular gun safes, which are designed just for this purpose, to provide a simple, secure solution for storing firearms and for locating them in your home in areas that actually give you a tactical advantage. If you own firearms because you want to protect yourself in the event of a home invasion or a robbery, our solutions allow you to store guns, secure them out of sight in your home in locations that actually can speed your response time. We call it decentralized storage. And there's a lot of information on our website about what we call the principles of decentralized storage and home safety.
Tom, what is your website?
It's SecureItGunStorage.com, or if people just Google Secure It, we're all over the internet and YouTube.
Great. Well, again, my guest is Tom Kubinek, and he is the president and CEO of Secure It Tacticals. Thanks for coming on today, Tom, just to give us some insight on properly storing guns so that we can keep everyone safe. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.